Shalom Aleichem. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tes Zion. We are on the bottom of Tes Vav on the Beis. We had started the Mishnah. The Mishnah had talked about a shayara, a caravan that is encamping in a valley, and they want to know how to set up partitions. So we're going to come back to that. But the first topic in the Gemara had said, Itmar Poritz Ka'omed, what's the din if you have exactly the amount of even space as you do the amount of wall? Let's say it's 50-50, wall and open space. What is the halacha? So Rav Papa said it was fine, and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua said it was usher to carry inside it. Now it's important to get those two down, because we're about to do a bunch of proofs that'll take us a lot of the first amud here, till the bottom. So it's important to get it down. Again, Rav Papa says it's Aser, and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua says, I just messed it up. Rav Papa says it's Mutter, and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua says that it is Aser. So we're here, Tashma, about six lines up. We just brought one proof, we rejected it. We're at the bottom. We're at the second to last line, Tashma. That is the second proof. So the Gemara brings a proof from a Braisa, similar to our Mishnah, but a little bit different. Shayara Shechansa Vabeka. If you have a caravan, a traveling party that sets up camp in a valley for the for Shabbos, for an open area, in an open area. Vikifua Begamalim Beukafos, and they put a hekif, they put a mechitzas around their encampment with. And what were the walls here? They're camels, and ukafos are saddles, and avitin are pillows or cushions. That's the stuff that you put underneath the saddle. That's what Rashi says. Bishlifin with packages or bundles. Bekanim, that's already reeds. Bekolchos with kalche irakos. Rashi says some sort of stalks of vegetables. So then, if you make a mechitza of all that stuff, so then metaltalam basocha, you can carry inside of it. As long as you don't have between camels the space of a camel, bein ukaf ukaf kamali ukaf, between saddles the space of a saddle, bein avid lavid kamali avid, and between pillow and pillow, or not pillow really, but a cushion or a mat that goes underneath the saddle, if you have between them, as long as you don't have between them the same amount of space as the actual saddle of the cushion itself. Apparently, it's usher to carry if the space is equal to the partition, to the wall, to the mechitza. So that should be a proof against Rav Papa, who says that it's mutter. No, the case is where actually the space is a little bit larger and the item in question can go in and out of the open space. Okay, that's how we answered the last one. Tashma, let's learn the proof from another Braisa. Nimtzeis ata omer shalosh midos mechitzos. There are three types of mechitzos. What are those? And they have different halachos. Kol shu pachos mishlosha, if anything, if the mechitza, if the wall, if the section of the wall is less than three tvachim, right, you have a bunch of sections that are less than three tvachim, so tzorech shalo yehei bein zeleze shlosha. You can't have three full tvachim between each partition, each wall. Kadei shalo yizdaker hagidi bevas rosh. So the goat can kol shu. So that the goat cannot jump through the area. Forget the words kol shu. I mean the hagidi bevas rosh, meaning that the goat can't jump through it. With its head, meaning it has to be less than three tefachim. Koshu gimel megimel v'adalid, but between three and four, so tzorech shalu yehei bein zeh lezeh kimelo. You have to make sure that you don't have the same amount in the open area. Kadei shalu yehei parutz ka'omed, so you don't have the parutz, the open stuff, like the wall, like the omed. Implying again, this is a bit of a longer brisa, but that's the proof that's against again once again Rav Papa. And if it was open more than it was solid, if it was more open space than wall, even across from the omed, from the wall, it is aser. Sorry, I probably should have mentioned the context here is kilayim. You're not allowed to plant, let's say, grapes and grains next to each other. But if there's a mechitza, so then that's fine. So how do you define a mechitza? That's what we're talking about here. That's, you'd have to have a halachic mechitza between the two fields. So as the Brisa says over here, in my parts mumma, if you have more open space than wall, so then you can't even plant the other species across from the wall, because we view it as if there's no mechitza there whatsoever. Kol shu dalid, if the mechitza is four tvachim, ume arba ve'eser amos. Four tvachim ume arba ve'eser amos, and if it goes up until 10 amos, tzarech shelo yehi ben zeh lezeh kimelo. You have to make sure that the open space is not equal to the wall. Shelo yehi paritz ka'omid, so that's not 50-50. V'im haya paritz ka'omid, if it was 50-50, so then keneged ha'omid mutter. If then, in this case, from 4 tvachim until 10 amos, if the wall is that big, if that wide, that long, so then across from the wall it's mutter to plant, but can I get a part, it's usur, but across from the open area it is usur. They might only move all the parts, but if the open space is bigger than the wall, other way around, if the wall is bigger than the open space, off can I get a part, it's mutter, even across from the open spaces mutter, because we view it as if it's all closed off. Nifritz abiyotim eser, right, if it's open more than 10 amos, so then usur, so then it is no good, right, then you're not allowed to plant there whatsoever. Fine. Hayusham kanim harok hadok running. If you have poles on either side of the opening, vozel and peas milamala, we saw this before, you stretch a vine across the top of it, so it makes a type of tzuras pesach. Afilu biyoser me'eser motor, even more than 10 amos, it's going to be fine, because again, this type of tzuras pesach is going to work. So katani mias, however, we learned, again, the point of this whole thing was, in the reisha, the first part said, megimel ve'adalid, you can have a mechitza, if the mechitza is between 3 and 4, right, we had three cases in the Mishnah, three types of mechitzos, one that's less than 3 tvachim, from 3 to 4, and then 4 to 10 amos. Yeah, so we learned in the case of when it's between 3 and 4 tvachim, b'vad shlo yehi bein zeh lezeh, if you find, right, as long as you don't have between each thing, between each wall, kimaloa, the open, as long as you don't have it 50-50, if you don't have wall space of the exact same measurement, that would be a problem, according to the Braisa. To have to derav papa, that's against her papa, so I'm a chara papa, my milo, nechnas biyotze. But what do you mean? What's the case of milo? Again, it means that the opening is slightly bigger than the wall, and then that's fine. His shita that 50-50 is okay, is protected. So chanami mistaver, and it even makes sense that this Braisa is, when it's a little bit bigger than the wall, the open space is a little bit bigger than the wall. Medigatani, because we taught, what does it say? Imaya parts murmala omed, if there was more parts than omed than wall, so af can I get omed usur, then across from the wall it's usur. Haka omed mutter. Right, but if it's equal to the wall, if the open space is equal to the wall, so then it's mutter. So shmamina, apparently you see that it is, you know, exactly how Rav Papa explained, that the case is really when it's bigger, and Paritz Ka'omid is motor. Aye, so if that's true, so then you flip it back the other way. If you're telling me that this price approves that Paritz Ka'omid is motor, so that's against Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. So he would say to you, no, but the Tamech, according to your logic, Ema Seifa. What about Seifa the Breisa? If the wall was greater than the open space, af can I get a paritz mutter? Across from the paritz, across from the open space, is mutter to plant whatever species you want. Haka paritz aser, but if it's 50-50, it seems to imply that it's aser. So Gemara says, Seifa kasha the Papa and Reisha kasha the Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua. Yeah, so you have both, this Breisa is tough for everybody. So Gemara says, Seifa the Papa Lukasha. So both of them will answer up and you know, explain their shita. The Seifa is no problem for Papa. Why? Because I did Tana Reisha Paritz Mubal Ome, Tana Seifa Ome Mubal Paritz. Means once you're starting to talk about what the language of Paritz Mubal Ome, you'll also say Ome Mubal Paritz. But it doesn't mean, according to Rav Papa, doesn't mean to imply that 50-50 is usur. And the same way Rav Huna will explain. The Reisha the Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Lokasha, because I did divide the Misni Seifa Omei Meruba Al Aparet. Since the Seifa, you're going to talk about the language, you're talking about a case of where the wall is more than the open space. So Tana Reisha Parts Meruba Al Omei. So too, the Reisha also said the open space is bigger than the wall, but it's not to imply that 50-50 is mutter. Right? Both of them will interpret the Braisa according to their own Shiva. So the Gemara says like this. One second. Bishlama, I understand the Rav Papa, that according to Rav Papa, who says again that 50-50 is mutter. Mishum hachilo iriblu v'tani lo. Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, it makes sense why the Brisa did not combine the first two cases. Right, the first case was up until 3 tochum, and the second case was 3 to 4. According to Rav Papa, who says that 50-50 is mutter, so in the first case, if you have exactly 3 tochum of wall and 3 tochum of parutz, so that's no good, because we have the reason of Gidim Bokimbo. But the second case, when it's between 3 and 4, so then 50-50 is going to be good. So that's why it wasn't taught together. But Ella, the Ravuna Bredi of Yeshua, right, the Ravuna Bredi of Yeshua, it says that 50-50 is Aser, so both cases, if it's 50-50, it's going to be Aser, so they're Avinu V'Lithinu. Right, why don't you combine them together? Why don't you teach both cases together? Should have, meaning, in other words, Kol Shehu Pachus Mishlosha Vishlosha, if anything is less than 3 Tvachim or 3 Tvachim wide, Tzarech Shelo Yehei Bei Zelazeh Shlosha, you have to make sure that you can't have 3 Tvachim in the open space. So Gemara's answer is, Mishum Delo Domi Psul Dereish Lepsul Dseifa, because the reason why the space is possible, the 3 Tvachim is possible in the first case, is different than the reason the three Tvachim is possible in the second case. Psul Dereisha, if you remember the reason for the beginning, the first case, is Kadesh Shalom Yizdakar Hagadib Vazaka, so that you can't, a goat can't stick its head through and possible the, and that would, which would possible the Mechitza. Psul the Seifa, the problem with the Seifa, that when you have, again, the walls are between 3 and 4 Tvachim, Shalom Yiparska Omeid, right? That's the problem of, that's when it's 50-50, according to Rav Huna, of Yeshua, that's Aser. Right, so that's why the Brisa taught them separately, and because they had different reasons why they are Aser if the whole is 3 Tvach. Okay. Pachos Mishlosha, right, again, when you're saying that if it's less than 3 Tvachim, yeah, so money, who is that? Whose Shita is that? That's the Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan. Damri Pachos Mishlosha Amrin Lavin. Right, again, Shlosha Lo Amrin Lavin. What is the Shita of the Chachamim? That less than 3 is the Lavud, but 3 itself is not going to be Lavud. Ah, Yema Seifa, Kol Shu, Shlosha, Mishlosha Arba. Right, when it's between 3 and 4, so the meaning it's going to be no good. It's going to be no good. Sorry, one second. Right, that seems to be talking about Rishon Gamliel. Right, that's Asana Rishon Gamliel. Right, as Rashi says, Kolomet Adale V'Lodale B'Chlal. Right, the time of Biba Achrisi. Kol Shu Dalad Midalad Ad Yud Amos Asan Rishon Gamliel. The Kamafik Nami Being Pachos Midalad Lodalad. Right, the second part though is talking about Rishon Gamliel, who holds that the shear of Lavud is Dalad Tvachim. The Rabbanan, because if it was the Rabbanan Shita, so Mishlosha Ad Arba, Mishlosha V'Arba Chadu. Right, why would you differentiate between 3 and 4? Right, according to the Chachamim, 3 and 4 is the same Shita. Right, only Rishon Gamliel distinguishes between less than 4 and 4. So Rabbi says, Midrash Rabbanan Seif and Amri Rabbanan. Right, you can answer both ways. Right, first Abaye says that actually the entire thing is Rabbanan. Modu Rabbanan to call the Mishra Kenegdo. And the Chachamim are Moda, they agree, in terms of the heter of planting across from a wall when it's mostly open around it, meaning only if it's 4 tvachim, so that wall is going to be chashiv enough to plant across from it. But if it's not, so then it's not. And Rava says, "Me the sefer of Shem Gamliel, Reisha Nami Shem Gamliel." That really all of it is Shem Gamliel. Shem Gamliel. I mean, Lavud. When do we say Lavud? Quanter Shem Gamliel. Hanimili Lamala. That's only up. But Lamata. But if you have space underneath, so then how can Mechzer Shvidi and Bokim both and below Amrin Lavud. Then we don't say Lavud, and then we have, again, because the reason of Gidi and Bokimbo, right, the goats can walk through it, he's going to be masking that if the animal can get through. So since, so that's how Rav Shimon Gamliel would understand that Brisa, what the case is, right, that it's either the space is side to side or up and down, but not on the bottom. Okay, finally, let's bring one more proof between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Tashma. I'll bring you a proof. Defanos halalos sheruban pesachim v'chalonos mutter. And if you have walls that are mostly spaces and windows, the bavashaluri omer ruba alaparitz. Again, it's mutter. And as long as you don't have the walls more... as long as you have the walls are more than the open space. What do you mean that it's, the walls are more than the open space? Meaning, you're telling me that you have these ruban psachim v'chalonos. What are you talking about? Ela shariba behem psachim v'chalonos mutter. Rather, it must be that there's a lot of psachim, of openings and windows. But as long as you hey omen ruba all the parts, as long as the wall is greater than the open space. Hakaparitz, but if it's equal, so then it's usher, right? A tiyuf to the Rav Papa, And that seems to be a tiyuf to the Rav Papa. And sure enough, tiyufta, that does refute his shita. Ba vilchasa kavasi the Rav Papa, but that's the halacha, that it's mutter. Gemara asked the obvious question, tiyufta vilchasa, what are you telling me? You're going to knock out Rav Papa? What was the whole point of knocking out a shita if you tell me that that's the halacha? Gemara says, "In no, that's true. It is the halacha is like Rav Papa. Mishum dedaikin masnisin kavase, because the Mishnah is more medaik, is seems to imply like him. Hey, what Mishnah? That our Mishnah. Shalo yiyu paratzos yiseres alabinyan. As long as you don't have the open space more than the walls, hakib binyan mutter, implying that if it was like our binyan, if it was not like our binyan, but like if it was 50-50, then it would be mutter, which is exactly Rav Papa's shita. So since the Mishnah seems to imply his shita, so then we hold like him. Okay. Whew. New Mishnah. Makifin shlosha chavolin zelanala mizeh zelanala mizeh. Now, if you come, I don't know how popular it is in Chutz Laretz, but if you come there to Israel, you'll notice that all of the sukkahs, almost all of the sukkahs that the restaurants use, are a canvas cloth on the outside. And then you'll have, if you look inside, you'll have metal poles right in the corners. And then you'll have three straps going around, three straps made out of, I don't know, some sort of fabric, going around the bottom of the sukkah. And nothing else. And then they have the canvas is for privacy. And you have these three strips of fabric going around. Now, what is the deal with that? So this Mishnah talks about Dafka, that case. Exactly that case. Just to play a little spoiler for you, we act as if there's lavud. There's lavud between the pieces of fabric. So we view it as if there's a partition of ten tefachim. And then we apply the concept of good, and I always forget whether it's good asik or good achis, but that goes up towards the schach. Now, we're not here to dealing with a sukkah, But this is the concept of lavud that we're going to apply to a mechitza, right? The walls of a sukkah have to have be a valid mechitza. So this is exactly this case over here. If you're thinking that it's some random case who would ever do this, so it's taka very, very much halacha l'maisa. So makifin shlosha chavolim zel l'malim izev zel l'malim izev. You can strap three ropes, one above the other. Ubelvad shlo yehebo bein chavol l'chavir or shlosha tefachim. Right? As long as you don't have three tefachim between each strap, we're going to say lavud, and we're going to view that as a mechitza. So if it's ten, right? Again, in the case of our case, if it's ten tefachim tall, so that's going to be a good wall or a good mechitza. So shir chavalim v'ovyan. Well, how big do these ropes have to be? I mean, how thick or how wide or whatever it is. Yes, or al tefach. They have to be more than al tefach. Kadesh yehe akol asar tefachim. So as long as so that everything adds up to a ten tefachim. And that's again the minimum shear for a mechitza. Makifin bekanim. Are you allowed? Also, well, that was weird. We lost the light went out for a second and came back on. All right, we'll black out a little bit. All right. Anyway, vayter in the hail gizras. Makifin bekanim. You are allowed to. Yeah, now I get a little bit. Okay. Makif Makar, you're allowed to put these reeds up and down. This is talking about another way to make a mechitza. So you can have these reeds that are up and down, right? If you can imagine you go to some, I don't know, some Caribbean island and you have surrounded by these reeds that are up and down to make a mechitza. Ubovachlo yehe bein kana lechaver o shlosh tefachim. Again, the concept of lava goes side to side as well. So make sure you don't have three tefachim between each reed. Bashayara, what about a caravan? Dabru. Now we're talking, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so when Chazal said you can make these kind of like weird mechitzos, that's only Bashayara. Shayara is a special case, you're in the middle of nowhere, right? Rashi says, Hikilu etzlan she'inan tzrichin ela o shisi o erif, Right? The heter is that you only need it going one way or not, and not both ways. Both ways meaning up and down. Right? If you think about it, a regular wall is both wide and tall. You have shasi and erev. Again, that's a phrase borrowed from a loom. That when the strings or the threads go up and down, that creates a garment. So shasi ve'erev. I forget which is which. I'm not sure if it's across or up or up or down, which or whatever. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they were making by the shiara, by the caravan, because mustami, you're in a dachuk situation, you're in the middle of nowhere, you're in a bikkur, whatever it is. So we allow you to make these kind of flimsy mechitos. But the chachamim will give you a shiara, a behova. The Mishnah only used the case of a shiara, of a caravan, as an example of a commonly found need for this type of mechitza. But really, anybody could put up this mechitza and be halachically fine. Kol mechitza she'ena shel shasi v'shel erev, any mechitza that's not both up and down, both horizontal and vertical, ena mechitza de Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda's son Rabbi Yossi, mechitzas must be both vertical and horizontal, v'chachamim omrim echad mishnei dvarim, you need one or the other. Okay. Amar Rav Amnuna Amar Rav. Rav Amnuna says in the name of Rav, Hare Amru Omed Meruba Alaparetz. And when they said that Omed is Meruba Alaparetz, that you need the wall to be more than the open space, Bishsi Havi. That is only, what's it called? That's up and down. Meaning, that's for sure up and down. That when, again, and that's probably the picture you had in your head. That we're talking about this more wall than space, right? It's talking about a wall that is, let's say, I don't know, 10 feet high, and then you have some open space, and a wall is 10 feet high, so that's talking about up and down. Ba'erev amnuna, be'erev mai. Okay, so that's that's which is which. Erev is side to side, and shasi is up and down. Okay, there you go. but what about side to side? Do we say that there's a concept of paretz mu'ubra ala omed when you're talking about side to side, horizontally? When you have, again, you have, and that's the case of our Mishnah, really, that's what the Gemara says. The size, right? What's the width or the thickness of the ropes or the straps that you have to that you're putting around, for example, the bottom of your sukkah or whatever? They need to be at least a tefach. So to make sure that everything is in total is 10 tefachim. V'im isan, if you're telling me that it's paretz meubal omed by horizontally is no good, lama li yaser al tefach. Why do you need to be more than a tefach? They have it pachas mishosh v'chavo mashu. Why don't you just make sure the space is less than 3 tefachim, and the rope or the string can be very very thin, and pachas mishosh v'chavo mashu, and do it again, and then pachas me'arba v'chavo mashu, and then leave a little bit less than 4 tefachim, and put a rope around it also. Again, the Gemara is going to explain exactly the how it looks, but the Gemara says immediately v'tisvara. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Havipakos me'arba hechavokin lo. Where can you put the less than 4 tefachim space and have it to be good? Right, again, if you need to have love across the way, right? And where are you putting this less than 4 tefachim area? Imokin lo tatai. If you put it on the bottom, how they can make chizik shevdi and bokin bo. If you have it on the bottom, so then the ghost can get through, and that's we learned that that's not a good mechitza. If you put it on top, so then the space above the top rope and below the bottom rope is going to nullify it. Again, if it's open on both sides, for something more than 3 tefachim, so then it's no good. And if you put this big space, the dalet tefachim space in the middle, then you have something that's the walls. Are greater than the open space, but that meaning that's only when the wall is on both sides. But if the wall is meaning if the space is on both sides, meaning there's more space than the wall on both sides, that's no good. So then Shema Gemara says Shema, and if you tell me Shema Mina Omen Ruba Ala Poretz Mishtei Ruchos Havi Omen. Meaning, if that's would definitely would be the if that's would be the example, so you would have learned that omed ruba ala paretz mishtei ruchos is omed. Then, if you have a wall that's more than open space on both sides, so that actually counts. But that's not true. It doesn't make sense. Why is that not true? Mm. Don't know. Sorry. Not sure. Not sure. I have to come back and probably cause of this. Not sure. Okay. Not sure why that is no good. Because I guess the DeMar just assumes it's no good. Yeah, my stomach just, the DeMar just assumes that that's no good. Okay. It must be a DeMar later on, perhaps, that I don't remember or not familiar with. Okay. Either way. It's Ella Rav Amnuna Hachi coming by. So it must be that this is what Rav Amnuna's question is. If you take a mat that's 7.1 tefachim long, v'chakik b'shlosha, and you cut out a 3 tefachim piece of it, v'shavik b'arbo mashu. Now you got, what do you got left? You got 4.1. V'okmei v'pakos m'shlosha. Then you put it less than 3 tefachim from the bottom. Again, because now you have more parutz than omid. But on the bottom, right, you don't have gidim pokobo because you have 3 tefachim from, you have less than 3 tefachim from the bottom to the mat. So Rav Ashi Amar mechitza tuli. Oh, so that was the question. Another version of this question, Rav Ashi Amar mechitza tuli goyle. You want to know about mechitza tuli? If you have mechitza again, if we've mentioned it's suspended in the air, let's say there's more space than the mechitza. So does that? If you tell me there's, or the opposite, let's say there's more mechitza than space, so that, does that work? So, could the boy minei rav tavla mei rav mechitza tuli amayu shetati bechorva? Does this mechitza tuli concept work in a chorva? So, Amalei says, say back to him, as we saw before in the Masechta, ein mechitza tuli amateris al b'mayin kol shiru keilu chachamim b'mayin, right? Then Chazal were more mako by water, so you could get some water on Shabbos, but it would not work in a ruin. But either way, that was Rav Amnuna's question, and Mestama doesn't really get answered. Excuse me. So sorry. Excuse me, it's not so nice. Okay, fine. Doesn't really get answered. Okay, Makifim Makonim. Let's say you put reed poles up and down around the entire situation. And again, according to Rav Yehuda, this is only for a caravan, for a shayara, and according to the Chachamim, it's with it for everybody. Okay, so let's just see. The Gemara says, "Bashiara in b'yachid lo." Rabbi Yehuda says, apparently, this is only for a caravan, not for a yachid, for an individual, for everybody. Meaning, "Vatanya." One second, with another verse. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Kol mechitzos Shabbos lo yitzru the yachid yosim beis hasayim." All these mechitzos, that the lousy types of mechitzos, they do work to give someone beis hasayim to carry inside. So the Gemara says, "K'demar Omer of Nachman v'timar Rabbim v'arabaye lo nitzuka elitim lahem kol tzorchan." Hey, what do we say that it's not good when we say that these kind of mediocre mechitzas are not good? That's not good to allow them to carry in an entire area however much they want, much more than basis sign. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about over here, that yeah, it's no good to carry wherever you want, but at least a basis sign you can have. Okay. When we say that Rav Nachman ben Baravai said this somewhere else, when did he say this? Right? Meaning, when did they say that specifically it doesn't work to make a mechitza, to make a Meshus V'yachid, to carry inside all of the area, but it does, it will give them basis sayim. What context was that? So, Hadatana, in this case, kol mechitza she'ena shel shesiv erev ena mechitza. If you have any wall that is not up and down, vertical and horizontals, then it does not count. Div Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So, and so what is that? Meaning, what's going on over here? Me Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Achid. Did he really say this? Tanya, within the Rabbi, Achid Yachid, Ve'echad She'ar al-Chavalim. Both, anybody can use these kind of, these ropes, right, this type of sukkah type thing, to make a mechitza. Uma ben Yachid She'ar, so what's the difference between a regular person and a caravan? Yachid knows in the Lobbe Sasayim, right? A Yachid can have up to 2 saw of space with this kind of contraption, and Shnayim, Nosnei Lan Beis Sasayim, 2 people get, and 1 person gets a base saw, 2 base saw, 2 people get also 2 base saw, but Shlosh Nasu Shayar, Rabbi Nosnei Lan Beis Sheish, but 3 people, that already is a Shayar, that's already a caravan, and we give them up until, right, because they're bigger, they have more property, they have more stuff, we give them up until 6 saw. That's Divrei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, "Echad Yachid, Echad Shiara, Nesman Kol Sarkon." Anybody can carry as much as they want however big this enclosure is, with this type of mediocre mechitza. As long as you don't have an open area of base sasayim, and don't have two saw open field in your area. I mean, you can't just, you know, drag the boundaries as far as you want. You have to enclose your camp and not leave two base saw open. So, and this is where Amar Nachman Timur Rabbi Barabai said, "Lo mitzvah elitim lehen kol tzarkan." That when Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda said that you can only have two base saw, so he didn't mean to say that it's us or the gamrei, but any that it's just coming to say that it's not, you're not allowed to carry in the entire, however much space you want, right? You're limited to whatever scenario there is that you set up as set forth in the bresa. Okay, shkarech rabosai. I apologize if that wasn't 100% clear. Definitely a daf that I personally need to chazer. But either way, we'll go vayger on the halakha shas. That's the way the daf yomi. We'll chazer maybe on Shabbos or maybe tomorrow or whatever it is. But have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this. And mitzvah Hashem, we'll get it klar 100% tomorrow.